CDs after the game. How bad is it? What's the diagnosis?
Sprained ankle. It's nothing too serious, you know. I just kind of rolled up on it the wrong way, and the crutches are just precautionary. We don't want to put any weight on it, and so, I mean, we'll see tomorrow how it feels.
Clearly you're not a doctor, but is this a week? Couple weeks? I mean, what do you think?
I mean, hopefully not that long. You know, you never really know. When it happens, it feels a lot worse than it really is, you know, so I can't really tell right now. We'll know a lot more tomorrow.
I know you were limping around during the week. Is it the same ankle?
Yeah, it's the same ankle. I mean, it's just one of those nagging injuries that you just got to rehab and hopefully it gets better.
Have you been a quick healer in the past?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, hopefully I'm not going to be down too long.
I don't know if you noticed when you left the game, they kept giving the ball to Brandon Stokley, who was playing your position, man.
Yeah, I know. I missed out, but he had a great game. I mean, Stokley's a great receiver, and I'm just happy we came out with the win.
And is it a high ankle sprain?
Nah, it's kind of like the lower ankle. So, I mean, those heal a lot faster than the high ankle one. So, I mean, that's good news.
And no major damage, broken bones or anything like that?
Nah. I mean, from what I know, it's no broken bones, and then it shouldn't be too bad.
But you did the x-rays? You went through those already?
Yeah, we did, and we didn't see anything in those that brought up the red flag. So, I mean, things are looking good right now.
Very good. 16-13, when your offense scores 16 points, it doesn't matter. You win the game, but you can't be happy with the first half. You couldn't get in the end zone.
I mean, it happens. Tampa's a great defense. You got to give them a lot of credit. And we knew that they limit the big plays and that we were going to have to hit the check downs and just move the chains to get the first downs. And our main goal was to come out with the win.
I was going to say, it's just a matter of being patient against teams like that play that cover two.
It is. You really got to be patient with them. I mean, they're a veteran defense. They got a lot of great players over there. So you got to take what they're going to give you.
If you can't play next week, Glenn Martinez came in and played very admirably.
He did. I mean, we got a good core of receivers, and we got Daryl Jackson also. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to rehabbing and trying to get back on the field as soon as possible.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it.
Have you seen things you've been rolling for you so well?
Yes.
I mean, not today. I don't really know how bad. I'm going to wait and see tomorrow. So, I mean, I'm all in good spirits. We got to win, so. I mean, we're moving in the right direction.
Never good to have a crush next to you when you're out there.
Right. I mean, it's never a good feeling, but we're doing it just for precaution. You know, don't want to put any extra weight on it right now.
How did it happen? Did he twist you? What happened? Or did you already have an ankle before this game?
It was kind of like a little nagging thing that was kind of lingering. And I guess I planned it wrong, and when he hit me, it kind of twisted the wrong way. But, I mean, we'll see tomorrow how it feels.
Eddie, did you ever have something like this in college?